This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
I'm going to give you the want to that you don't want to right now. And oh, if we can just work together, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to have a new want to. And what you used to want, you ain't going to want it no more. And you'll look at that woman, you'll say she's cute, but she's not cute enough for my salvation. Because you got a new want to.
2021 is coming to an end, and we want to bring in the new year with you. Tune in on Friday, December 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and enter the new year with the World Changers Nation. Invite your loved ones to join us on December 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are. Tune in through the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app, YouTube, Facebook, and if you're in the Atlanta area, join us at the World Dome. Set your reminder today. We can't wait to bring in the new year with you.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that means to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
Philippians 2 and 12, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, that sounds like, well, see, Brother Dollar right there, he said we're supposed to work it out. And then you start singing the song, work it out. No. You have to keep reading. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to what? And to do it with you. All right, now look at this in the Amplified, Philippians 2:13. The Amplified says, not in your own strength, look at that, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire. Look at what the Holy Spirit's doing. Creating in you the power and the desire. He's creating the desire. You see, obviously you didn't have the desire, but He's creating a desire for you to live right. Maybe you didn't have the desire before, but He's working in you, energizing you, and giving you the desire, a new want to, amen, both to will and to work for His good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Now look at the New Living Translation. So the Holy Spirit's the one that's creating desire. The Holy Spirit knows how to create desire. Say out loud, the Holy Spirit knows how to create desires. Now look at this. For God is working in you, doing what? Giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. You've always wanted to please Him. You just didn't know how. And if you be honest, you didn't have the desire or the will to do it. And that's why the Holy Spirit comes in there. He says, I will create the desire. You know what He's saying? I'm going to give you a want to. I'm going to replace your old want to with my want to, and then you're going to want to. See, right now, you might not want to stop having sex with everybody except your spouse. I'm just saying. Ain't nobody got to leave. We still friends. And that's the issue. It's like, but I don't want to stop smoking this weed. I don't want to stop cussing. And the Holy Spirit says, I know, that's why I was sent. And if you just believe and just stick with me, I'm going to give you the desire. Y'all got to hear me. I'm going to give you the want to that you don't want to right now. And oh, if we can just work together, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to have a new want to. And what you used to want, you ain't gonna want it no more. And you'll look at that woman, you'll say, she cute, but she not cute enough for my salvation. Because you got a new want to. You got a new want to. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And what we've been trying to do is we've been trying to manufacture a new want to out of our own efforts, out of our own performance, out of our own discipline. And the Holy Spirit says, I don't need you and your self-help books.
All right. All right.
If self-help could have got the job done, then I would have stayed where I was. Hey, he says, but I've been sent to be your helper. Well, you know, Brother Dollar, like the Bible says, God helps those who help themselves. The Bible don't say that. Benjamin Franklin said that. See, we're so open for all the wrong narratives. And we just let folks just say anything. And if it ends up on TV or on a paper or a magazine, you think it's real. You think it's true. I got folks still thinking stuff about me that's true. I ain't got time to be defending myself. The Lord is my defense. I ain't got time to be doing that. You just heard somebody create a narrative, and in all your life, you just believed it. That's your fault. You ought not to believe everything you hear. I ain't got time to be going around every time I see somebody. Hey, how you doing? Now, I don't know what you heard about me, but so, I ain't got time to be doing that. He will work in you. He is working in you right now. If you don't quit, you get a chance to see the masterpiece that the Holy Spirit has created. And you will wake up one day, the habit that you used to have gone, and you can't figure out why you don't want it no more. And it was a secret. You did it in the booth, in the back, in the corner, in the dark. Didn't nobody know about it. You didn't think nobody know about it. In these days of cell phones, somebody will see you. But if you'll let the Holy Spirit do his work, he'll change your want to. You didn't used to want to pray, and now you can't wait to pray. You didn't used to want to come to church, and now you can't miss a service. You didn't used to want to, watch this, tithe. You remember how you used to be? Tithe. Nah, ain't tithe that crook. What's his last name? What, Dollar? And tithe? Oh, man, y'all can't see that? Somebody need to change your want to. But you know what happens when you push the Holy Spirit out of your life? When you push him out of your life, you now try to govern your life, and you are not very successful in changing your want to. You kind of stick with the same old stuff you've been wanting to do. And you find yourself in the center of the circle, and self-centeredness produces self-righteousness, and all of that leads to bitterness, which will now open the door for any type of perversion in your life. Because God never intended for you to operate and live a life of self-righteousness and self-centeredness. Amen?
Amen.
Now, let me keep going just for a moment. I didn't plan on doing this morning, but we there, so let's do it. Let's look at Psalms 37 and 4. Psalms 37 and 4. It's important that you know only thing he's asking you to do is to believe him. And he'll do the work. We just can't believe that by resting in what he said, that something can be done. That by the grace of God, God can give you something you didn't deserve or didn't even work for. Taffy a few weeks ago taught about the God of the surprise. And I want to prophesy to you that you're about to encounter the God of the surprise. Some of y'all need a surprise, but a good one. You understand what I'm saying? And the God of the surprise is on the move, praise the Lord. If you don't give up, cave in, and quit. All right. Psalms 37:4, you're familiar with this scripture. Let's read it out loud. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll what? Delight yourself. Become pliable. It literally means to come to know and to come to receive him. Now, what happens when I come to know and receive him? This is so good here. The desire of our hearts are going to be shaped and created according with our delight in him. And so, in other words, he says, as you expose yourself to him, he's going to create a desire and a will in your heart to be like what you've been exposed to. And in other words, ladies and gentlemen, the Word is going to shape your desires. The Holy Spirit's going to shape your desires. You remember John 15:7? He says, if you abide in me and my Word abide in you, you'll ask what you will and it'll be given to you. Well, what's happening here? Basically what he's saying, if you let the Word abide in you and you abide in my Word, you're going to ask what you will. Well, what is the will going to be? It's going to be what you've been abiding in. In other words, the Holy Spirit's going to shape your desire to line up with his will. And you're going to start wanting what he wants. When he says, delight yourself in the Lord and I'll give you the desire of your heart, he doesn't mean I'm going to give you your Christmas list. What he means, and we use it like that so wrong, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desire of his heart. He'll give you that car if you delight yourself in him. And you're like, well, how do you delight? And then you wake up next morning smiling. What you doing? I'm delighting myself in the Lord. Why? So I can get that car. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about if you'll come to know him and spend time with him, then he'll shape your desire. Amen. How can he shape your desire? Because you're spending time with the very image you're getting ready to be shaped in. Amen. That Word you've been abiding in and abiding and it has been abiding in you, it's shaping your desire. The exposure to God's Word that you get when you come to church is shaping your desire. The time that you spend studying God's Word, meditating in his Word, listening to the Word, praying the Word is shaping your desire. You're not going to just want to desire just anything, some selfish thing. You're going to want to desire what you're going to desire what you've been spending time with. Boy, that is true in the natural, isn't it? That is true in the natural, too. That is absolutely true in the natural. You spend time around a bunch of junk in the natural, it'll create a desire, won't it? You spend time in God's Word and you spend time with God, he will shape your desire. See, your desire didn't just pop up. What you desire to do, whether good or bad, came from somewhere. It was shaped in you. Well, I just desire to have sex all the time. Well, we know what you're doing all the time. You have to expose yourself to a thing in order for it to shape your want to. Well, I just want to. Ain't no such thing as I just want to. Your want to is subjected to what has shaped you to want to. Does everybody understand what I'm saying here? Yes. He will shape your desire. Now, here's what I want to say to you before I move on. God is shaping your desire. He's giving you the will to do. And so you wonder, how am I going to change bad behavior? He's changing it. He's changing it. It's not a waste of time to come to church. That's why we come to church. We don't come to church so we can deserve a reward. What you doing this morning? I'm going to church. Lord knows I need it. Maybe the Lord will make something happen for me. Maybe I win the lotto if I just go to church every day this month. That's not what this is for. This is about shaping your desire and giving you the will to do in line with God's Word. That's what it's for. Well, I wouldn't come to church where we can't dance and shout. You can dance and shout once I finish. But you need to sit down and get fed. You need to chill on the emotionalism just for a minute, and you need to learn something. Right. because the devil's beating your brains out and you have no idea that it's him and you don't know what to do to stop it. And then when you get by yourself in the booth in the back in the corner of the dark, when you don't think nobody watching you, then the desire that has been unaffected and unimpacted by God's word begins to come up, and then it brings about the guilt and the condemnation and the shame, which blocks God's love and what he wants to do in your life. Amen, Dawn. Somebody like, sure is. Is that what that is? Is that why I felt like that this morning? It can all change if you will acknowledge and trust in the presence of the Holy Spirit in your everyday life. You expect to be with the Holy Spirit every day. You wake up and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. You talk to him throughout the day. What are we going to do, Holy Spirit? You go in the meeting and say, Holy Spirit, give me wisdom. I think I understand it, but if something pop up in this meeting, I'm trusting that you'll help me to do what I need to do. Holy Spirit, give me the grace to be able to do this interview I'm getting ready to do, Lord. I thank you that I got the job, but I need you. And Lord, if you don't want me to have the job, hey, just close that thing up. So I won't walk out and tell my, Lord, where were you? You know, I walk out and say, he got a better one for me. He didn't want to have me there. You just got to trust in the Holy Spirit that he's walking with you, talking with you. He's guiding you. Hallelujah. But we don't spend no time talking to him. You go in your closet sometimes. Holy Spirit, what you want me to wear today? Ah, now that's just too deep. No, it's not. He's a living, real reality in my life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Show me what to do, Holy Spirit. The Lord been helping me in my dress because I'm trying to figure out how this generation do stuff. And some of it I like, and some of it I gotta get used to. Like them tight, straight-leg jeans. I don't know how they wanna wear something that don't cover you all up in the back. But I'm just asking the Holy Spirit, help me. Help me so that another generation can receive what I say. Well, I just think you ought to put your suit and tie on. Well, ain't nobody ask you what you do. See, I want to be relevant until I'm 120. Yeah. So if changing the way you dress can help in that, I'm willing to do it because I'm hungry for souls. Man. And if you're not building image but building the church, then you don't care what nobody say because you're concerned about building people and not building your own image. Amen. So I don't know, I might start preaching in shorts and flip-flops if that dude. I have to get my feet fixed, but you know, I grease them dogs up before you walk out, you understand? It's good to be free. Yeah. It's good to be free. You got to quit being in bondage to people and allow the Holy Spirit to deliver you into the call and the mission that he's called you to do. Everybody can't be a rap singer. Amen. Everybody can't be. Everybody can't. Why do what you can do when you can do what you're anointed to do? There's an anointing on everybody in here to do a job, a special anointing that can't nobody do it like you do it with the anointing that God gave you before you were born. He selected an anointing and put it on you, and you don't even know about it yet, but that's why he gave you the Holy Ghost, to help you discover you.
Yes.
All right, now let me go on. I think I'm ready to say this. Yeah, I see it. I see it. You notice I've been preaching the same thing for the last 2 months. Why? I'm just trying to figure out a better way to say it each time I say it until you can get it. Amen? Now, I want to show you something here. Go with me to a couple of scriptures here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, Galatians chapter 1, and then Matthew 16, and that's what we're going to do today. 1 Corinthians 2, guys, I'm going to give you this because I'm going to put this down in a minute. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, I want to look at that in King James and Amplified. Galatians 1 and 11 and 12, and then Matthew 16, the King James. All right, now watch this carefully. Now here's what I got to say. This is what I've been working on the last 2 weeks. Here's what I got to say. The main purpose of the Holy Spirit is to reveal knowledge to you. His main job is to show you something. Now, verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, ear has not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath, past tense, prepared for them that love him. How many of you love God? Well, he said he's prepared some things for you that your eye hadn't seen. He says he's prepared some things for you that your ear hadn't heard. He said he's prepared some things for you that your heart hadn't even received. But now look at the next verse. But God hath revealed them unto us how? For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So if the Spirit searches the deep things of God, he knows what God has already done for you and now is prepared to reveal it to you. Every one of us have a purpose. Every one of us has a mission. Every one of us has an anointing. But the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to reveal some things to you that have been hidden for you, not from you. Oh, my goodness. All right, now, go to Galatians 1. Galatians 1, 11 and 12. Now, for example, look at what he did with the Apostle Paul. Galatians 1, the gospel of grace that Paul preached, he said, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. He said, I didn't get this by man. Verse 12, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it by man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Here is Paul walking around trying to be the best Pharisee that he can be, and then on the road to Damascus, the Holy Spirit reveals his mission, his assignment, his purpose, his anointing. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to have revelation in these last days. Amen. And the Holy Spirit has been sent to give us revelation. It wasn't like Paul was an expert in hearing from God. On the road to Damascus, Jesus revealed it to him. And I believe that some of you are going to have a Damascus experience. Yes. Where the Holy Spirit's going to reveal some things to you. Now, this is in Matthew chapter 16, 13. I've been trying to get here for the last month. We here. I said we're here. I remember teaching this years ago and didn't understand like what I understand right now today. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? You ever ask yourself a question, what's the difference between the Son of God and the Son of Man? Jesus was the Son of God. Then when he got a body, he became the Son of Man. It's the body that took him from being the Son of God to the Son of Man. He has a physical body. Now, watch this. And here's how they answered. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some, Elias. Some, Jeremiah. Or one of the prophets, verse 15. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? So they're around Jesus, and they have no revelation of who he was. They just thought he was a good prophet. Watch this. Simon Peter answered and said unto him, Thou art, watch this, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, Christ is not Jesus' last name. Somebody say, anybody know Jesus' last name? Jesus Christ. Christ. No, Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ is translated the anointed one. So it says, who do you say that I am? He said, you are the anointed one, the Son of the living God.
Many of us want to change for the better, but we can't do it by ourselves. Let the Spirit of Grace change you from the inside out. In this series, you will see how the Holy Spirit assists us to see real and lasting change in our lives.
Wherever you can find some sin, God's grace is going to be greater than the sin. And there is no sin that'll ever outdo God's grace. For where sin abound, grace did much more super abound it. Whatever sin you can come up with, it ain't gonna ever outdo God's grace. His grace is still gonna be greater than your crazy.
The Spirit of Grace series includes 5 insightful messages that will help you see real change from the inside out. This empowering series can be yours for a love gift of $30 or more, plus shipping and handling. Go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org or call the number on the screen to order today. Learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to success in your life. Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Have you ever wondered how the financial support from our viewers makes a difference in people's lives? We receive testimonies every day from people whose lives have been shattered by natural disasters, failed marriages, bankrupt businesses, and so on. They share how our outreach efforts and messages about God's grace have changed their lives in a tangible way. And for that, we give God all the glory. Today, I invite you to prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. We know you'll be empowered to see real change in others and prosper in your own life.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.